China today raised the death toll from riots in its Xinjiang province to 184 from 156, giving the first ethnic breakdown of the dead nearly a week after communal violence broke out in the far western region. Irene Lagan has the story.
China's state news agency Xinhua said 137 victims were of the dominant Han ethnic group, 46 were Turkish Uyghurs, and one was Hui Muslim, citing the regional government's information office. Some Uyghurs privately challenged those numbers Saturday, claiming a much higher death toll after rumors that security forces fired on Uyghurs during their original protest and in following days. Protests continued Friday after a Muslim woman began complaining that the public washrooms were closed at a crowded mosque during Friday prayers. On Saturday, paramilitary police carrying automatic weapons and riot shields blocked some roads leading to the largely Muslim Uyghur district of the city. Father Bernardo Chivalera is the editor of Asia News Agency. He says the government maintains tight restrictions on Uyghurs, including limitations on religious expression.
The Uyghurs are Muslims, and the Chinese government, they control all the life of the Uyghurs.
As the communist government launches a sweeping security crackdown, women have been on the front line in Urumqi, partly because more than 1,400 men in the Muslim Uyghur minority have been rounded up by police since ethnic rioting broke out July 5th. The violence came as the Uyghurs were protesting the June 26 deaths of Uyghur factory workers in a brawl in southern China. The crowd then scattered throughout Urumqi, attacking Han Chinese, burning cars and smashing windows. Thousands of Chinese troops have flooded into Urumqi to separate the feuding ethnic groups, and a senior Communist Party official vowed to execute those guilty of murder in the rioting. I'm Irene Lagan.